Abdul Zahir is an Afghan citizen. He's being held at Guantanamo because he was a translator for a man the U.S. government calls a high-value detainee who allegedly planned attacks for al-Qaeda. Zahir, the translator, was charged under a military commission later ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, so now he is in legal limbo, neither charged nor released.
My impression of him is that he's apolitical.
Robert Gensburg of St. Johnsbury is one of Zahir's attorneys. Several Guantanamo prisoners are legally represented free of charge by Americans. Gensburg says Zahir deserves a fair trial. Earlier this month, Gensburg got a letter from the federal government listing the prisoners likely to face formal charges. His client is not named, but Gensburg says that doesn't necessarily mean he will be released. It's not just the prison itself that rankles Gensburg.
It's what happens there, and it's a violation of legal principles that it represents. That's wrong with it.
Gensburg says his client is not doing well in prison.
Both for client confidentiality reasons and also because of the limitations on what I'm able to say, all I would say is that he is in very, very bad physical and mental condition.
But Gensburg says it took him 4 years to get Zahir to trust him as he shuttled back and forth to the prison. Fellow St. Johnsbury attorney David Slay is helping with the case. Zahir also has military lawyers who Gensburg says have been excellent. Another Vermont lawyer, Robert Racklin, has represented Guantanamo prisoners in the past but is no longer doing so. He says one has been approved for release but still needs to find a country who will accept him, and the other has rejected all legal counsel. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.